Hey guys, what's going on? I'm going to keep this intro brief. I know what you're thinking. Thank God. Going back through this episode, this is with my friend Courtney Caldwell and colleague. We work together at GameStop. She's our senior community manager, and she's great. This is from back at E3 a couple of weeks ago. I had this really great, funny, hilarious intro to this episode recorded, and you know, it's a procrastination thing. We've talked about this. We've been over this. So I procrastinated in getting this episode out long enough to where the intro was kind of not really relevant anymore. I said the sentence, if I put this out and E3 is still happening. Yeah, no. So anyway, we're putting it out now. Just before the 4th of July, I'm going to go ahead and push this one out. Typical lo-fi fashion. We love it. Anyway, hey, you know, I'm always asking you guys to follow me on Twitter, and I'd love you to do that. It's at Joe King over there. That'd be great. Let's get connected. But I would also appreciate your feedback on the show. Leave a review. You know, let me know what you think. I know that this is a very lo-fi kind of thing that I'm doing here, but I feel like that's kind of the charm. I really enjoy it. There's a lot of you know, ease of production. Although I have to admit, my podcaster brain is beginning to kick in, and I'm starting to think of a lot of different ways I can really easily improve the show, so I'll probably be doing those. More on that later, no promises yet, but for now, I really enjoy the just the simplicity that's happening here. I hope the content's you know, more or less speaking for itself, and that you guys are finding value in it. Again, follow me on Twitter, let me know. Like I said, this week I'm talking to Courtney Caldwell from GameStop, my bud, my pal. Follow her on Twitter and Instagram as well, at Courtney Caldwell with no vowels. So just Courtney Caldwell, lose the vowels, and you've got her. That's her. So anyway, have a good 4th of July. Have a good weekend. If you're in the States, have a good 4th of July. Elsewhere, I know you guys don't care, but it's 4th of July here in America, so celebrate it. Anyway, have a good one, guys. Thanks again for listening, and make sure to go to iTunes and leave a review of the show. Appreciate it. Okay, hey, Courtney. All right. So what I was going to say is, hello. This is so official
this
podcast.
This is super official. I'm shoving lasagna in my face.
Here we go. So we're talking about community, being community managers. I've done it. You're currently doing it.
Yeah.
I think the interesting thing about doing community in the industry that we're in, if you're like a programmer or an artist or almost anything else.
Yeah.
Like when it comes to, you know, disciplines, you have to have a lot of school and a lot of practice, and it takes years.
There's official like certifications.
Yeah,
and all
totally.
That kind of stuff that you have
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, totally. I feel like with community, that practice and that experience is as important, if not more so, because of what you're doing.
Yeah.
But I think that like every community manager that I know, almost everyone that I can think of off the top of my head, they have a certain just natural intrinsic thing that makes them capable of doing that job.
It's kind of innate.
Yeah, exactly.
Some parts of it,
it's
obviously.
Like a thing you can't teach.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You can't just sort teach of how to talk to people in a lot of ways. Like
right.
My background is actually in customer service. Mm-hmm. That's what I've done with GameStop for 8 years before this. I know that it's super hard to teach people, like, you can teach them processes and stuff like that all day long.
Right.
But you can't teach them, like, hey, this sounded weird.
Either they get it or they don't.
Yeah, it either clicks or it doesn't. And there's some that you can teach. Like, there's some little, like, skills or, like, tips and tricks and stuff that you can teach. Like, hey, phrase things this way instead next time. It'll come across better. But you don't, like, it's very hard to just teach that to someone that it's not already super, like, just natural to.
Yeah, I agree, because that's the thing, is like you're gonna continually tell them, oh hey, that sounded weird, phrase it like this.
Right.
But if they don't, if the light bulb doesn't go off in that moment and they're like, oh shit, I totally get what she's talking about. Oh, and then it all these other blocks fall into place, so they actually don't do that again.
It's,
you're going to have to continually say, oh, that sounded
that.
Weird.
Yeah,
oh,
that sounded weird.
Oh, that sounded weird.
Oh, hey, this comes across the wrong way when you say it that way. Like, you can't teach people why those things sound that way. They just do.
See, on the other hand, too, I think that if it comes naturally to you, you're the kind of person that no matter what you're saying, you're second-guessing yourself
constantly,
all the fucking time,
all the
right?
time. I'm always just like, oh my gosh, I said this, and now I bet they hate me. probably hate me now.
since this podcast is like a lot about me sort of speaking my truth, so to speak, yeah. I'll tell you something. I'm not going to go into details because this is legitimately embarrassing to me. But like this week, I fucked up and I made a joke with a buddy of mine publicly that did not land.
Yeah.
Because I didn't do a good job of wording the joke correctly.
Sure.
And I think it's a testament to this idea that, you know, people like us have that spidey sense.
Yes.
But sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't work, and it doesn't work when it should.
Yes.
You know,
and
you're
comedy
like,
is particularly
you're like,
hard,
how,
I feel like,
how did I miss this? You
yes.
know? So,
I think when you're like laughing and joking around with people, it's
comedy makes it harder. Yeah, for sure.
More difficult.
For
and
sure.
That's where I think like social media and community really tie in together a lot, obviously. And social media is one of those things where you have to kind of be funny and always be on, but you have to be so careful.
You have to walk like the finest line
it is,
there is.
Oh my God. It's like a thread.
It really is a thread. It's scary too. Like, I feel like every time I get a Teams from you or something, it's like, I'm like, fuck, what is it? You know? But then,
it's never anything bad.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever sent a mean I am.
No, not a mean. Just like, hey, something's wrong. Something's on fire. We gotta fix it.
I don't even think I've sent you anything that's on fire.
You don't. Because nothing ever is. I guess. Right. I guess it's just a testament to the idea that
you have to constantly have that
is
nagging.
That's
sense.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's that community manager mindset is where thing at any moment. Shit is just gonna go foobar.
Yeah, it
might. And it's gonna fall
fan.
Apart,
yeah.
And you're gonna have to fix it.
Yes,
at any moment.
You're gonna be the face of it.
Right.
And I think it's interesting coming from customer service because I don't really know a lot of community managers that come from that background.
Yeah.
Because you're just used to shit hitting the fan constantly.
Hey. Candlelight, finally.
We're getting some candles.
We've just been over here like, where's the candlelight?
We're recording a podcast right now.
Do you want to be on a podcast?
Are you really recording?
Yeah, we are. Yeah,
hi, guys.
Hey.
I'd like to say hello to my mother.
Yes.
Hi, Mom.
Shouts out to
Mom.
Oh,
we should say hi to our moms, too.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mom. Thank you.
Love you. Love you, too, Mom. Sorry.
But, like, there's not a lot of people that I know of, anyway. Maybe I'm wrong. Tell me if I am on Twitter. That come from a customer service background and then move over to community, and that's not something
I think
I'm
there
like
are.
Particular.
I think there
is
are.
That a, is that
I think
more
so,
common
yeah.
than I know?
I think so.
Okay,
I think
cool.
so.
That makes sense to
I
me.
I don't know if I can name them off the top of my head, but I feel like I know. I feel like I have another female friend in the industry that had that same thing where she was in CS like support role,
yeah.
And then there is one person actually that. We should absolutely call out on the show here, and
okay.
you and I need to intro you just because she's a great person.
Yeah.
It's Tara Brannigan.
Okay,
Tara's amazing.
I know that name.
Tara, you're amazing.
Tara,
I love you,
you're
Tara.
Amazing. I know your name.
Tara's amazing, and Tara, I'm pretty sure Tara has done something like that where she did some support stuff. She's like, she's done everything.
Like
she's,
a wizard.
Yeah, she's like a community yeah. wizard, so she's sort of done everything. But
that's awesome.
Hi, Tara. Hi. But yeah, so I was going to say.
That's a very natural.
It,
like,
oh, 100%. 100%.
And so it's weird to me that I don't know of more people. And maybe it's just that I don't know that they have that background.
Right? I think you're at a place right now where, like, events like this, like E3, are going to be great for you from a networking standpoint,
right.
just to know, meet more people.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. Like, once you meet, it's weird. I feel like once I got into doing community, I met, like, 5 to 10 people that then caused me to meet everyone else that I know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
But another funny thing about community that I don't know if you've noticed yet is the idea that there are people, I think, online, and I think everybody knows, I would hope everybody knows that's listening to this at this point, like, one of my big things is if you want to be in the games industry, like, you should do it.
Yeah.
Like, go for it.
Yeah.
Because that's what we did, right?
Of
like,
course.
It's just,
yeah.
it literally comes down to a go for it thing, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's funny because there are a lot of people that are in the sort of fake it till you make it community thing where they have community in their bio on Twitter or I'm a community manager,
right.
but you're not really
so
you
run a
that.
Facebook group, right?
Yeah, which is part
which
of it.
Which is part of it.
Which is a great way to learn.
Yeah, it's like a stepping stone.
It's a stepping stone, and I think that...
Not to knock that,
right.
obviously. That's not what
right.
I'm trying to do.
I'm more talking about, like, just... I feel like I've run into people before where they're sort of like, I wanted to get in the games industry, but I don't know how to do anything,
right.
and, oh, I'll just be a community manager.
Right.
But they're the type of person that we mentioned earlier where you can get the feel, you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
either you're feeling it or you're not, and you're kind of like, hey, look, I think you should totally go for it, 100%. But in my own head, I'm thinking, I'm not so sure about this for you, you know?
You have to be able... I think the hardest part, if anybody was like, what's the hardest part about being a community manager, is like, you have to kind of always be on, in a sense.
You do.
Even in your personal life. Like, your Twitter isn't necessarily your Twitter. I mean, it is. And we have a lot of leeway.
But you're right. But oh, like, by the way, we should throw in here, for these people that put my opinions are my own in
that
Twitter,
doesn't mean
that
anything.
Does nothing. That
it
does nothing.
Means nothing.
That does nothing. That means nothing. That is nothing.
Your Twitter bio is not a legally binding contract.
It is not legally binding, nor
and your HR department doesn't care either.
Nor does it affect sentiment in any way whatsoever.
No, and that's
trust
the thing.
Me.
Yeah. That's
you will
thing.
Not say anything shitty on your personal Twitter, and then when someone's like, oh, that reflects badly on their employer. Yeah. Oh, wait, actually,
oh, wait.
Their
does.
Employer does not share these opinions. Never mind.
Never mind. JK, I'm not going to get, you know, mad
that means
at them
nothing,
online.
Guys.
It doesn't mean anything. You have to be so careful.
You
and
really do.
It's a 24/7 thing. Like, unless you're asleep, you're on in some form or another.
So being that you and I work together every day, by the way, we work together at GameStop.
Yes, we do.
I know a lot about your day-to-day, but for the people that are listening that don't, what do you feel like is your big, like, since you and I sort of took over this role, took over this sort of, like, team, we kind of formed this thing, right?
Yeah.
What's been the biggest challenge for you?
I think that I've always been one of those people who just kind of goes out and does. Like, I'm an operator, right? I just go out and do.
An
and
executor.
I know how to do. An executor. That's perfect, yes.
I like operator too.
It's very
right? Like spec ops-y,
yeah.
You know?
Yes. And one of the hardest things you'll learn you have to do once you have like an official like big kid community manager role is you have to like
wait, when will I know if I have that?
You have one.
Oh, I do?
You have like a big kid.
Oh.
But like
I'm gonna need you to remind me of that periodically.
I will.
Okay,
I'll
please
put
do.
It on a post-it note.
This Outlook calendar once a month.
Yes, once a month.
Remind me,
Joe,
I'm a big kid.
Yes. Like once you've had that kind of role, you may be the best person at doing whatever it is you do. And I think this is probably true for more than just community managers. It's true in a lot
so.
Of roles.
I think
but
so too.
You have to be able to speak to why you're doing what you're doing and why it's effective.
Yes.
And why it's important. And that's really hard for those of us who are just like, oh, I'll just do it because you should.
Yeah. ROI.
Like, yes. You have to talk
R-O-I.
To people about why whatever it is you're doing, I'm going to E3 and I'm, you know, going to sit there and tweet all day or whatever. Or I'm
Which gonna, actually, there is tons of value in that.
There's so much
but you
value,
have to be able to verbalize
a lot of people
why.
Don't know that value and you have to be able to tell them why. And I think that's one of the hardest things is because
dude,
you just
so
have
right.
to go out and like preach why this matters.
And that's the funny thing too about community, two things. Number one, the preaching part, like, not only do you have to preach externally for your brand, you also have to preach internally to your brand because half of the people, more than half of the people at more than half of the places that employ community people do not understand what those people do.
No.
And I'm going to be entirely honest with you. Sometimes people ask me, when I was doing community, what do you do? And I wasn't really sure. Because it's just such a like day-to-day thing, right?
Yeah. When I tell people, oh yeah, I'm a community manager for GameStop. Like, just, like their eyes glaze over. Like, what does that mean?
Also, when you search community manager jobs online and it's like all apartment complexes, right?
Yes. They're like, oh, GameStop does apartments now?
Wow, cool.
That's so cool.
There was another thing I was going to say, but I can't remember what it was. Anyway, it must not have been that important. I love when I'm like, two things. Number one thing. Number
and
two.
And then number two, I forgot my brain stopped.
Oh, whatever.
No, I
I'm not
going to
worry about it.
That's okay. It doesn't matter.
So we're at E3.
Yeah.
We're hanging out. I'm hoping to talk to more people. I'm glad we kind of went ahead and did this now because I just mentioned that you were like, oh, not this week. We're too busy. And then we were sort of like, why don't we just do it right now while we're just eating and not doing anything.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm peeling the tomatoes out of my lasagna.
We're discovering that Courtney and I have a lot of the same eating habits, likes, dislikes. It's
like
good.
Not liking tomatoes at all. And liking old fashions.
I'm trying to find a community, like, analogy and not liking tomatoes. Can you think of one?
I'm terrible at analogies. This is the hardest question I've ever been asked.
It's like when people comment on Facebook and they're bad apples, but instead of apples, it's tomatoes.
It's like when people dumb joke on your Facebook page using the same tired meme that's been used 1,000 times. That's how I feel about tomatoes.
That's a really good example.
Yeah.
That's a really good example. Oh my god. All right, since we're at E3, what are you looking forward to seeing? I know we're going to be pretty much working the entire time.
Yeah.
But are you excited about anything?
I am always excited for anything. I know Nintendo isn't, like, here, but I'm excited for the Nintendo Direct. If I don't have Animal Crossing news soon, I may riot in the streets.
I think podcast alum Meg Cayley would support you there.
Yes.
She also.
Yeah, that's right.
Meg is a huge Animal Crossing fan. We're dropping all the names in this episode. I'm not worried about it. I'm fine with it.
No, that's fine.
I'm not worried about it.
That's part of what we do.
Sure.
Just know people.
Sure. We are so cool. We just know everybody.
We must network.
We're network. Wow, LA is really getting to us quickly. We just got here today.
We're literally recording all of a sudden, a podcast in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, in the middle of downtown LA. It's big LA.
I have never felt cooler, personally. I really have never felt cooler.
I'm pretty sure that all the tables
that is not saying
like,
much.
Oh my god, these people.
That is not saying much. Yeah, they probably are.
That's okay though.
I'm just waiting for somebody a couple tables away to come up and be like, "Hey, I heard you guys manage apartment complexes. I'm looking
yes,
for a place."
I'm looking for
that
a place.
Is not what we're talking about.
My first word of advice would be to move out of LA.
Yeah,
expensive.
There you go.
It's awful.
All right. This is a nice quick one. Do you have any parting words? I'll tell you what. Here's another thing I would like to hear from you.
Okay.
You're in a unique position that, like we mentioned, and like with me, like, I fell into community.
Yeah.
Just like you kind of are. Like,
I just kind of stumbled there, right into
you
it.
Stumbled into this thing that turns out you are really good at. And, like, you're doing one thing and then you sort of realize there's this lateral move I can make to this other thing and it's like a great fit, right?
Yeah.
So like if there's somebody out there, let's say there is somebody out there that's listening to this that wants to get into the industry or maybe it's not even a games industry thing.
Sure.
They're just sort of trying to take the next step in whatever it is they're doing.
Yeah.
What's your advice?
Ask for it. So literally, I don't think I've told you this, Joe. Maybe I have. The reason I started working in this position is because I found out that there were a lot of new initiatives that GameStop was getting involved in. Namely, for me, it was esports, but there's a lot of other cool stuff we're working on, too. And I just went to the team that was running all of that and said, how do I get involved? And within a month or so, I was moved over and working. I just thought, you know, hey, maybe like, I'll come out to some events and help out. Like,
come work with us. Oh,
throw t-shirts to people. I don't know. And they were like, well, why don't you just come over and do this? Like, you will never get those chances if you don't tell people that you want them.
100%.
It's so cliche, I know, 100%. And I almost feel stupid saying it.
Like, I feel like all the cliches
apply,
though.
Wayne Gretzky, like, you miss 100%.
When there's the shot, you don't take.
Michael Scott.
Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott.
Like, you have to literally, like, go out there and talk to people. And it's really hard and it's really scary sometimes because people are not always, like, cool about that. They're like, well, who are you? I don't know who you are. That's fine. You don't want to work with those people anyway. But every once in a while, it really, really, really pays off. And if it's what you really want to do, you have to go out there and ask for it.
Totally agree. And to build on that, I would say, and I said this on Twitter a while back, and it's so, so true. Do not give a fuck what anyone else thinks.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Don't worry about that person.
Worrying about those things.
You will. You literally, it leads to paralysis. Like, I learned that the hard way.
Yes.
And if you can get in the mindset where you think, like, I don't care what you think, I don't care what they think, I don't care what this kid next to us in the Cubs hat with the really cool socks thinks.
I don't care what anyone thinks.
I don't care what this person thinks. I'm going to approach them, and I'm going to talk to them. I'm going to ask them something. You know?
Yeah.
Like, here's a good example. Like, today, we were in, which was the weirdest thing and totally right up my alley, a donut/chicken tender shop. What the fuck? But it was
so
great.
Awesome.
We're doing great.
Yeah,
how are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
thank you for asking, guys.
Right. Our candle went out there.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding.
No worry. More romantic evenings.
Don't worry about it.
We'll do it again right now.
No, don't worry about it.
Everyone at this restaurant thinks we're dating.
We're like dating. What's the weirdest thing we could do right now just that would really say, okay, they definitely are not? Like,
oh my god, I don't know.
We need to think about that.
We would have, I don't know, we'd have to like bring our spouses. We're both married.
I mean, anyway, let's think about it. Let's make a scene somehow and make it clear. I don't know. Anyway. Right. So we go in this donut slash, just saying it makes me laugh. It's a donut slash chicken shop.
I don't know what more you could need in life than donuts.
What more do you need? Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
The donuts looked amazing, and I'm so glad that you managed to drag me out of there before I start. And they gave
You're
free
welcome.
Samples.
Yes.
What happened? How did I get out of that place?
You had just eaten like multiple giant chicken fingers.
My point is, there was a girl behind the counter, and we had our backs to her.
Yeah,
I noticed.
And she
strikes up a conversation with us.
Yes. So she just started talking to us, like, "Hey, where are you?
Hey, where are you from?"
Because we had our luggage with us, and we probably looked
there
like
you go.
We're from out of town.
Like, she had, and I thought about this after the fact. The thing that must have gone through her head right before that moment was, I'm going to say something to these people.
Yeah.
They're going to, one, either ignore me.
Yeah.
They're either, two, they're going to tell me to fuck off.
Yeah. It's LA, maybe.
No. And, or three, we're going to strike up a conversation.
We did number three.
And
we
number three.
We
definitely did not number two.
Yeah. No, we did not number two.
Thank you. But that's the thing. So to Courtney's point, like, just do it. Like.
Yeah.
I think there's a reason Nike went with that as a slogan, right?
It's
so simple.
Like, it works. Yeah.
Just
completely
do
simple.
It.
Yeah.
Like, talk to that person. Ask about that job.
Yeah.
Ask about
whatever
that
the
promotion.
New initiative
ask about
that you
hey,
want to be involved in.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Just ask about it.
Even if it's just a new project, like, hey, I know our team's getting into this. I'd like to help.
Yes.
Or if it's something you know nothing about but you want to know more. Just be like, hey, I want to shadow with you and learn more. And maybe you'll find out, like, oh, this isn't really for me. But you would never have figured that out, and you would have always been wondering if you hadn't asked that question.
There's a question that I've gotten. Oh, there we go.
The
candlelight is back. Nice.
Now, don't let that flame between you go up again.
We're yakking a lot, so it's probably... look at this. I just waved it out. This is ridiculous.
I think we have a defective candle.
There you go. No.
No, we're going to make it work. We got this.
Yeah, now it's going to be a bigger flame.
All right. Thank you.
There you go.
Hey, thank you. So, there is a question that I've gotten really comfortable lately asking myself.
Okay.
And that is, quote, what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, that's true.
Normally... I would think, I don't want to ask myself that because then the worst will happen.
Yeah, you'll
that's,
jinx yourself.
First of all, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But second of all, literally, what's the worst that can happen?
Somebody's going to tell you no or something?
Right.
Oh, no.
You're going to get a no.
How horrible.
Literally, the worst thing that can happen is they're gonna shout at you or embarrass you or something, which is exceedingly unlikely.
Super unlikely in most cases. I mean, I don't know everyone's situation.
And even if they do, right, what are the chances that... You know, what are the chances that the girl in the donut slash chicken shop today, if she had said to us, hey, where are you from? And we turn around and said, fuck off, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
What are the chances that there could be somebody else in that shop that said, hey, I saw how those people treated you.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right. I'm about to buy 80 dozen donuts for you today.
80 dozen.
Right?
Holy
you never
crap.
Know what'll
that's
happen.
That's so many donuts.
80 dozen.
That, how many is that?
I don't even know where I got 80. How many donuts is that? I want to know how...
Hang on,
we're doing the math, guys. We're doing the math.
960 donuts.
Ooh, that's a big order. That's a lot of donuts.
A lot of donuts. I don't know that they have that many donuts.
I don't know. Probably not. The point is...
Even if
you
get
have
shut
to,
down...
You have to practice. It takes a lot of practice, and I'm learning to do it.
Yeah.
But, like, you have got to sever yourself from caring about what other people think.
Yeah.
That's one part of it. And then the other part of it is judging yourself.
Yes.
I think that's another big problem
because
that people are going to see.
Because you're usually much meaner to yourself than any other person is going to be. I'm much harder on myself than anybody around me has ever been.
Totally.
And part of that's like, that's okay to a degree because you want to like push yourself, obviously.
Right.
And you want to become better. And you want to have self-awareness.
Right.
But
self-awareness is so important.
There's a limit to how productive that can be. Have to walk that line really carefully because you will just like paralyze yourself with self-doubt.
Dude, paralysis is always the word I use because that's where I'm coming from, you know? Like I've told you, you know, I was in a spot where I thought I had this dream job and I was so scared to lose it. And I was letting so many, you know, fake external
things you just built things, up in your head, probably.
Right, that's right? What I'm
they
saying.
Weren't even real.
Just so many external things that weren't even happening, or yeah. or even if they were happening, I had no control over them. Right. So why worry about them, right? Because that's the thing. You make up things. You worry about things that may or may not be happening.
Yeah.
And that's pointless. Because
you're
focused on
you're
focused on doing that, and it immediately makes you vulnerable in whatever the thing you're trying to do is, because you're not focused on it. You know?
Yeah, 100%.
So anyway, I feel like we were about to end this, and then we like
I know
we took a good turn.
Well, then we had a really good turn.
We got our flame back here, like
yes,
our, not our flame, not our flame, not our flame.
Very invested in this made-up relationship.
Yeah, it's stupid. These dumb people. All right, anyway, let's cut this. Where can people find you?
I am on Twitter. I'm Courtney Caldwell, but just take out all the vowels. I'm realizing
lose
every time I say this that it's a much harder handle to tell people.
It is tough. It's tricky. It's tricky, but she's out there. She's
I know there. You know what vowels are, but if you want to find me bad enough, you can.
So wait, real quick. The Y in Courtney could be a vowel.
It's not a vowel.
Is it still in there? It's
don't
still
complicate there, right? This. We're already confusing people.
I honestly don't understand that rule in the slightest.
I don't understand the rule either.
It's stupid. All right, hey, you guys have a good one. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.